So when Mr. Simmons mentioned that it adds about $250,000 in the cost of the project, well, part of that is a 450-foot long wall that's 12 foot tall, which besides the cost of that wall, but then you also have to add the fill behind it to level that out. And it basically killed the project, you know, financially. Not only did it kill the project financially, but now the owner is left with a 12-foot-tall retaining wall on his property. That's a safety issue and a liability. So now we're talking about putting guardrails and handrails up there. So the cost just escalates, and it just becomes, you know, something dangerous that we don't want on the property. If you guys as a board allow the building setback variance, that lets us pull the car wash back up on the pad that's already there, as that drawing shows. We still are able to meet all of the adequate turning radiuses for the car wash, and actually it fits really perfectly right there on the pad that's already built. And the pad is so wide in the east-west direction, we have room to keep the food trucks on the east end of the site and to allow that drive-through coffee shop on the west end. So in the east-west dimension, that's really not the issue. That's not why we're here tonight. It's that north-south dimension. You know, in a perfect world, whoever put that fill in 10, 15 years ago, if they would have filled another 40 or 50 feet, well, then we wouldn't be standing here right now. But they didn't fill another 40 or 50 feet to the north because there's the natural drainage way down at the Toa Slope. So it's real obvious why they stopped the fill where they did, because they had they gone any further, they would have filled in the natural creek. And, of course, nobody wants to do that. And it's just too expensive to build a retaining wall. We did look at some other layouts for the site. You know, we looked at rotating the building 90 degrees. But the problem is not only it's with a tunnel car wash, it's a very long and skinny building. So not only does the building push further north, but then you have to have room for the cars to be able to turn and come in the end of the building. So it actually just exacerbates the problem by turning at 90 degrees. So the layout that you see on the drawing that I presented basically fits the pad that's out there right now. We're able to stay up on top of it, minimizes the earthwork. We will actually still have a short retaining wall on the west side of the property. It maxes out at about 3.5 to 4 feet tall, but we would actually have that regardless of whether or not we're inside or outside the setback. Are there any questions that, you know, I could answer? I guess one last thing, Mr. Simmons did mention some of the adjoining properties that have already been developed to the east of us are less than 50 feet, and I realize most of those businesses are probably in the city of Branson now. I don't know if they were in the county when they developed or not. We just did a really quick little list here. UPS is 41 feet from the setback, or 41 feet from the right-of-way. Pizza Ranch is 26 feet. Subway is 32 feet. The accounting office is 8 feet. The old KFC, which is now the barbecue restaurant, is 31 feet. And the Red Rooster, just to the west of us, is 21 feet. So we felt like the 30-foot request was consistent with the other development in that area.
So according to your drawing here, 33.73 is the closest point.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And explain to me what that's from. I see the right-of-way mark, but I can't tell from this. Is that the edge of the pavement, or is that the...
No, sir, it's the edge of the building. The pavement...
The edge of the building to what?
The right-of-way line.
The right-of-way, and the right-of-way is how wide from the edge of the pavement?
How far from the right-of-way to the pavement?
Oh, on 248?
Yeah.
Oh, on 248? Let's see here.
Right-of-way distance.
It's probably about, I'm going to say, 15 feet. From the back of curb of 248 to the right
of
way.
From the back of the curb to the right of way, and you're 33.75 feet from the right of way.
Yes, sir. That's
so
correct.
It'd still be 50 feet from
the curb.
From the curb.
From the edge of the highway, yeah.
And Scott, what did you say the city's setback is in the
25.
Front?
25 from the right of way.
Yeah. Okay.
Since it's very similar to all the existing around it, I cannot see a problem with that.
I don't see a problem.
What are you going to have for, are you going to put a guardrail at the back of the, what is existing of the wall? Or?
Yes, it's either going to be a guardrail or
like a handrail. We talked
steel about. Mallard post with handrail or something to ensure cars stay on the level area.
Help me understand. I'm not an architect, but when I look at this, could you not take this exact layout, just invert it 180 degrees, so now that they utilize the building in the back and your lanes of traffic are in the front, and it would fit the setback without actually having to add any retaining wall?
If I could, Scott, are you able to pull up the drawing on the overhead screen?
Oh, yeah.
That way I can show everybody at the same time.
The traffic flow on the site, this is the enter side of the car wash, and this is the exit mm-hmm. side. So the way the manufacturer lays out the building is the cars enter on the east side, they drive around, they enter the queue lane right here, which lines them up to enter the car wash building. So you have to be able to drive around behind the building, but then you also have to be able to bypass the building itself. So if we were to flip the site, you basically still have the same issues associated with that. You still have to be able to drive around both sides of the building.
How does that change when you flip it? I'm not sure I understand that.
Is that remote problem. Equipment room? Because the equipment room is another building too, right?
Yes, sir. Right. So if you mirrored it,
you'd change your entrance and your exit, but how else would it affect?
Right, but this basically mirrors
the equipment building.
So the other building would be the building close.
Oh, okay. So you're.
I didn't highlight this building here, and I thought because it wasn't relevant.
Okay.
But to answer your question, basically what you're talking about is mirroring the site. So when you mirror the site, the car wash goes this way.
This is on the top.
And the mechanical room goes inside the setback. So we would still be asking for a setback.
The other thing that variable that comes into it is when it gets really busy, there's sometimes quite a line of vehicles to go through the washes, and if it was turned, it would decrease the amount of traffic that could line up to go into the building, and you could feasibly be backed up all the way to the entrance, you know, and out to the roadway. If you're going around the building, eliminates that and gives us plenty of room.
We didn't want the Andy's frozen custard problem where they back cars out onto the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Andy's.
Yeah. Yep. Good for business, bad for traffic. Yep.
Does anyone object to the project? I'd make a motion to approve it.
You guys got any more questions or comments?
I really don't. I mean, they're basically at the same level as their neighbors.
Okay.
All the way down the street, I wouldn't have a real issue with it.
So Rick's made a motion to approve it. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody oppose? Okay, Scott, do we have an approval?
Yep, 5-0, thank you. And again, we'll generate that decision of record letter and make arrangements. We have your planning one ready. Marla was going to kind of do them both at the same time, wait till after tonight, and then get a hold of you. So. Okay.
Big help. Thank you all very much.
Thanks. Thanks for your time.
We're looking forward to the business of it.
All right. That was great. Have a good night. Okay. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I do not have any for you today.
All right, would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, David made a motion to adjourn. Anybody second?
I'll second that motion.
All right, Rick Caudill seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.